We're going to listen to dead music now for the rest of our lives. It's Mully and Haw. We are broadcasting live from the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage. Billy Donovan is here. Arturis Karnashovas is here. Schmaltz's Deli is here serving food. And guys, a lot of fun to just have the start of a season. I mean, there's so much going on. I'm just curious, did you spend any time watching the Olympics? Do you like Olympic basketball? Did you like seeing the U.S. team? Did you like having some guys that were involved in the Olympics? Do you think that's a good experience for players?
I mean, I'm always nostalgic about Olympics. I love Olympics. That's my, you know, favorite event. And obviously, you know, go back to 92, 96. I had an opportunity to play for Lithuanian national team. But, I mean, this, you know, Olympics, I watched every sport. It was available. It was great, you know, televised, streamed each sport. And it was just, loved the opening, you know, the ceremony. Obviously, again, going back to, you know, when they used to just walk around the stadium and opening ceremonies. It's just a special event that unites all world, you know, just to for sports event.
At one point, did you scout for Team USA for Mike Krzyzewski?
I did for the World Cup 2014, not Olympics. But yeah, for a couple of years, I worked with the USA Basketball kind of while I was in Denver to help him out a little bit with scouting. Yep. Yes, I did.
That was kind of fun to see the U.S. win that thing. It was worrisome, though, because it was closer than I thought it would be, and especially France could be a dangerous team moving forward. What the heck was that?
Well, the evolution, you know, as of basketball and how every, you know, the world caught up to U.S. and, you know, seeing 37, I think, NBA players play in Olympics, it was really good competition and close games, and it was great to watch.
Let's talk about the Eastern Conference. Parity is everywhere in the Eastern Conference, and as much as we could talk about what you guys do well and what you need to work on, how much of that parity gives you hope this season? Because you can be a team that, you know, you stick around depending on what your goals are, but there's a lot more parity, it seems like, than ever.
That gives you a chance, right? But for us, it's like, you know, you got to start, you know, from training camp, trying to figure it out, you know, with this new group, guys coming back from injuries, new faces, and how that all is going to work. Because a lot of players that, you know, going to have certain responsibilities and roles, they've never had them before. So it's going to be good to see in training camp, and we're going to have to take, you know, one game at a time in terms of expectations and see where we're at.
Billy, you like the Eastern Conference? Do you worry that that this particular group of teams, you know, I mean, Boston seems to sit alone atop those standings and obviously won the title, but the conference itself, the division, doesn't look overwhelming.
Yeah, I mean, the way I always look at it, right, the schedule comes out, you're playing 82 games,
right?
And the schedule is what it is, and to me, you know, the one thing you know is that, like, every night is a challenge. Does it make a difference who you're playing against? If you don't come ready, these guys are professional athletes as well. So I think our focus, as Arturis mentioned, has got to be on ourselves. What are the things that we have to do? And certainly, you know, Philadelphia getting Paul George, and you know about Milwaukee, you know, with another year of that group under their belt. You know, you talked about Boston. And then I think there's probably a lot of teams trying to find, you know, like we are, an identity and how they're going to play and how guys are going to gel and mesh together. And, you know, for us, I think we just need to worry about us and what we've got to do and how we need to play and the things we've got to commit to on a daily basis.
Organizationally, how will you handle the rhetoric surrounding the team? Because if you are as good as you want to be, then maybe you jeopardize that protected top 10 or that pick with that you have, and there's, you know how pro sports works, you know how it works in a sports city like Chicago. So what is the approach and how will you answer those questions?
Well, the approach, again, going into training camp, and then depends how the things work out in training camp. Now we're going to approach every game, you know, and we're going to try to win every game, and because, you know, going back to, you know, development, is like what goes into winning. And that's the only way you can teach those guys, you know, how to win games is, you know, going through that. And with a lot of things to be determined, I think training camp will show a lot of things.
All right, we got a special guest, believe it or not. Now joining us on the Aturo Tire Hotline, Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com, is none other than Joakim Noah, famous Bulls player, near MVP with the Bulls, but certainly a championship winner with Philly and Florida. Joakim, welcome to the show.
What's going on, guys? What's going on?
Wow. Thanks for joining us. Wow, what are you up to these days?
Well, I just wanted to give some love to my old ball coach, and I had a few questions for him. I'm calling from the deep jungles of Africa, you know, hunting lions out here, and just taking the time to call into the radio show and see if Coach was going to have the 5 men at the top of the press and just play some real run-and-gun Billy the Kid-style basketball.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have someone with his athleticism. We used to put him on the ball at Florida in front of the press, and he was a nightmare. But he is one of my favorite guys I've ever coached, and just an incredible teammate, a great, great human being. And, you know, it's been great to be in Chicago where he certainly did so much, and then he comes back through with his foundation and stuff. So you never know where he's at. It could be Hawaii. It could be Africa. You never know. You never know where he could be at.
Where are you,
Coach,
Joakim?
I have a quick question. So sure. When you get a defensive, when the big man gets a defensive rebound, are you going to bring him? Are you going to let him bring the ball up the court? Or,
yeah.
Tell me a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was interesting with him and Horford when I had both those two guys. Yeah. It was a little bit unique. I let those guys rebound and bring it on the break, which is always a little bit different because, you know, in college they would always send the guards back for floor balance. So these guys were always coming down the floor racing it. But Joakim, I don't know if we've got anybody like that on our team. We'll probably be outletting to the point guards this year.
Okay. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Just wanted to let you know I was just hanging out with your boy, Numb Nuts, a.k.a. Torian Green.
Good. And, keeping him in line, I hope.
He was still really mad about that, the fact that you didn't let him come back to the ball as a point guard.
Listen, with you and Al, the way you guys handled the ball, we needed to get him up the floor. He fails to realize that on that Florida team, no one knows this, he took more shots than you, Brewer, and Al. Can you believe that? He took more shots than all three of you guys. You guys were all lottery picks, and we got this guy's taking all the shots.
I hope he hears this. I hope he hears this.
Yes.
So Coach, what are you most excited about with this year?
You know, just the start of the season, for one. I think, too, how we can try to play, you know, with our current personnel. I think we've got some backcourt players that, you know, can really help us force tempo and force pace. I think we can play a lot faster. I'm looking forward to that. I think we got a really good group of guys that will work. We had most of our guys, Joakim, in Miami because during the Democratic Convention, our place was shut down. Mostly all the guys were in we're in Miami for a week, and then we've had a lot of guys come back right after Labor Day to work out. So I think it's a good working group. I think that they know there's going to be some challenges and some sacrifices that we've got to make. But as a whole, in terms of the people that we have, I feel really good about them.
Any more questions, Joakim?
No, I'm just really looking forward to coming and see you guys during the year. You know, I always cherish the time, spending some time with Coach Donovan and talking after the games and talking basketball and talking strategy. You know, that's always one of my favorite things to do in the year. So I know the expectations are not high, but I know that you're going to come in right now and just make us proud, Coach.
I appreciate you. You know I love you.
I love you too, man.
Great stuff, Joakim. Thank you, buddy. Thank you for a great career with the Bulls, too. Man, I'll never forget that year.
Team ambassador. Billy, though, when you look back at that Florida team, which would have been higher? If that NIL existed, which would have been higher, the payroll for that team or the first NBA team you coached?
Well, you know, people don't realize this. So when those guys won the national championship, they were all lottery picks. And Joakim, after his sophomore year, was projected as the first player taken in the draft. And everybody says to me, like, what did you do from a sales standpoint to get all these guys to come back? Like, how'd you get them to come back? And the reality was, the only guy in that class that could not go pro and was not going to get drafted was Torian Green. And Joakim and Corey Brewer and Al Horford, they all made a pact that they were not going to leave him out to dry in his career. So when people ask me why did those teams win, that's what goes into winning. That, like, you're talking about sacrificing, and I'm not saying that everybody needs to do that in order to win, but right. it speaks to their character in terms of, if we leave, this guy's going to be left with a team that's not going to be very good, and what's going to happen to his career? You know, they used to give him a hard time all the time when he wasn't working hard. Like, you got one more year and that's it. We're out of here. You know, but then they came back and did it again. But that was the reason why they came back. And you think about, in Joe Kim, the character of bypassing being the number one pick and going back for your teammate.
Worked out well in the draft for him and the Bulls.
No, it was a perfect situation for him here, and he was great. And I knew he'd be great wherever he went, but just the integrity and the character of competition and winning and being a teammate is incredible.
Did you help him pick out that suit he wore on draft night?
I couldn't even tell you half the outfits he had while he was on campus. You know.
Hey, gentlemen, thank you so much. Really appreciate it, Billy AK. Really appreciate your time. Thanks, everybody. We appreciate our chance to get down here into the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois through it all. And, of course, special thanks to the fine folks at Schmaltz Deli for providing breakfast for us and our listeners this morning. Check out Schmaltz Deli and Lyle, spreading deli goodness everywhere. Mully and Haw on Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score.